Hello, my name is Paul Graham, I'm 32 years old, and I'm officially a games addict. Oh, got that off my chest. Well, I've been an avid gamer as long as I can remember, all the way back to the 20p guzzling arcades of the 1980s. Now, through all of my years of console abuse, I don't think I've ever been more excited than over the last week. Now, as the curtain is set to fall shortly on the annual Electronic Entertainment Expo, that's more commonly known as E3, in Los Angeles, the next generation of gaming was fully revealed to the public. All of the big games names attended to demonstrate their next generation consoles and software, and this podcast will be exploring my personal opinions on which company came out on top. The industry giants that consist of Sony, Microsoft and Nintendo all took to the stage in an effort to win the hearts and wallets of consumers this winter, as their new games machines and software will be released strategically before the Christmas holidays. After an excellent reveal earlier this year, Sony came out strong once again, demoing exclusive games that just looked unbelievable. The level of detail and graphics that was displayed made me stop and think, where do we go from here? But I'm sure I thought the same playing the four-player Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game in a smoky arcade 25 years ago. The realism of character movement, the promise of huge, playable environments, the confirmation that PlayStation will still be able to play used games, something the new Xbox console won't be able to do in general, has completely sold me for the next generation of gaming. The Xbox, quite strangely in my opinion, has decided to focus all of their attention on the TV aspect of their machine, and still held back, even at E3, from demoing these games. Now stop me if I'm wrong, but games consoles should predominantly focus on games, right? Unlucky, Microsoft. You've lost me as a customer, and as early internet surveys go, you've lost a lot more. IGN, which is a massive games reviews and news website, recently held a poll for their readers, and 80,000 people entered their opinions. Now, out of 80,000 people, only 20,000 said Xbox was the console for them. 80,000 people. So 60,000 people are going to be off playing PlayStation this Christmas, and 20,000 people are going to be playing Microsoft's Xbox One. Well, less said about Nintendo, the better. They haven't interested me for the last 10 years or so. But well done to Sony. I used to be an Xbox gamer. Not any longer. Thank you for listening. It's Paul Graham.